You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 11th show, bringing in expert advice and inside knowledge on today's events in our local economy and how it can affect your money. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com to discuss anything regarding money or ask the guest that I have in studio today any questions. Right now in studio, I have Andy Young with Active Home Inspections, and discussion today with Andy is on home inspections. Andy, thank you for joining me in studio.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And a little bit about Andy. Andy grew up in the contracting business, and his father worked for a large GC, and he knew from an early age the building construction field was where he would be. Andy trained and continually educated by ASHI, American Standard of Home Inspectors, and has been nationally recognized for the highest home inspection standards. And this is a real great conversation to have with not just people that are thinking of buying a home, but the sellers out there in the market, as well as people that own homes, can benefit from a home inspection. So what makes a good home inspector, Andy?
I mean, there's quite a few things across the board, but outside of the actual inspection content, I think one of the things that's overlooked often is being able to effectively communicate with people of all backgrounds. You've got buyers, sellers, you've got brokers, you've got people making emotional decisions where, you know, I could be dealing with a 25-year-old first-time home buyer in the morning who's going to be putting in a lot of sweat equity, and, you know, he's not worried about all the defects. He wants to make sure the home's in good standing and will be there for a while, where you could have a couple in their 70s looking for their, you know, sorry to say it, final home.
Yeah.
And all they want is a turnkey home that's going to last them for the next 20 years and not have any issues. So, you know, the way you communicate to those people is going to be different, and what you find in that inspection is going to be the same, but the severity of what it's going to be in over the time of them owning that home especially.
Makes sense. So really being able to determine what kind of type of client that you're working with and how to best cater that inspection to what their needs are. So common issues found in home inspections right now in this area, Andy, what are those?
Well, I mean, we are in Washington.
Yes.
I'm going to say water, mold? Water, and water.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have it, obviously the roof protects the entire home, but the roof also, you know, pushes water to down to the foundation. If you don't have proper gutters or anything like that, that leads to horrible drainage around your house, which leads to water in your crawl space, which can lead to additional issues. So that's the main thing in the Northwest is it's wet. It's tough because most homes are sold in the summer, and you can see there may have been a leak in an attic, but you don't really know until, you know, you have a lot of rain like this. So this time of year, I find a lot more leaks than I do in the winter or in the summertime.
I bet. So do you do pre-inspections as well as inspections once an offer has been accepted? And I know that there's two different types between those inspections, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's verbal inspections, which is no written report. And then there's a written report that I do with digital pictures. They range from, you know, 10 to 30 pages. So, yeah, I mean, there's the pre-inspection. Before there was an offer, a lot of times there's maybe several inspectors at a house that's popular.
Yes, yeah.
But it's something that, to me, it gives the owner not necessarily ways to take money off of the price, but as a way to say, all right, these are the issues I know that's wrong with the home. There's 10 other people getting the same pre-inspection here. They're likely finding the same issues.
Yes.
Where it's really, what kind of risk are you willing to stomach? For some people, painting a house and replacing cabinets and countertops isn't a big deal, where to others that might be, you know, way more than they're even looking for.
Yeah, and I have a lot of real estate professionals that come in and share a wealth of information on a lot of different topics, and this is kind of an area that they don't all agree, which is a seller getting a pre-inspection. Are you seeing more of that sellers are doing pre-inspections? You know, and basically, for a listener, pre-inspection, getting an inspection from you, a professional, prior to even listing their home?
Well, I always recommend it, not from a source of business to me, but also, you know, if I was selling a home, I'd want to know I'm selling a positive product, something that doesn't have defects. And by getting a home inspection before you sell it, you have the opportunity to fix those things or not, just to know what will be found.
Exactly.
You know, it gives you a realistic idea of what you're going to get for a price and how much negotiating back and forth is going to come.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, I would say I know that my pre-inspections, my post-offer inspections, and my seller inspections, it's all the same inspection. It just is whether you want a verbal or a written report. So it covers the same standards, the entire house.
You know, Same thing. So, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, but, you know, purchasing a home, obviously, you're getting an inspection. When else are you doing those inspections? And when would it be a verbal inspection versus the actual full inspection?
I mean, it depends on what people want, their personal preference. I always recommend a written report because then you have a way to go back to it. But if you're interested in, you know, paying a little bit less,
I was going to say, there's not a huge difference between a verbal and a written, right?
It's really not, but the amount of people that actually go through the 30 pages of the report, I'm not certain of.
My husband would.
Yeah, and I would hope that someone would and call me and ask questions.
Yeah. And so on that note, I want to ask you, when you would do the home inspection, are you knowing what's wrong with the home, are you giving estimates of what those damages would be?
No, I'm
not in a position to do that? They can then take that information and find out what it's going to cost to actually replace.
Yeah, and I'm not a licensed contractor. I'm not a contractor at all. I own a home and I do a lot of work on it.
Makes sense.
Other than that, I can give people ideas of what I think may be needed to fix it.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm not giving any sort of legal advice. I'm not giving any recommendations.
Makes sense.
I don't want to be tied to it. But that being said, I tell everyone I give an inspection to, you can call me the whole time you own this house.
Yeah.
I remember, I've got the pictures on my computer and I'm happy to help you out.
Awesome. Okay.
So back to the other reasons why someone would get a home inspection. To me, something people miss out on is a routine home inspection. Something that, you know, you live in a home for 5 years. Most people, if your house needs paint when you buy it, they paint it right away.
Yes.
You know, a few things right when you purchase a home. Other than that, people aren't really walking around their home. What's changed? You know, your home interacts with the weather, its surroundings, its owners, their children and pets. Things like that where, you know, you can walk around your home and in the summer it looks fine. In the winter, you're like, okay, these are what I need to do this year in order to preserve the life of my home. I mean, you get a oil change on your car that, you know, is not a very large purchase in consideration of your home, yet people go 5 years without even having any consideration.
I know that is crazy. So from your professional opinion and on your home, how often are you inspecting your home? How often should we have a home inspection as a homeowner?
Oh, I would say my home far too much.
Okay, so it's a normal person then.
A normal person, I mean, you should walk around your house every...
But I mean, hiring an inspector, a professional to come in and do an inspection on your home to find out what the condition of it is right now, how often should we be doing that?
I mean, to me, every 2 years would be...
Okay.
And in that, you know, you want to walk around in the winter and in the rainy season, we'll call it, because in the snow, you can't really see it, but we don't have the issue here. You want to be there when it's wet. You want to be there when it's dry. And those are going to be your main areas.
And you can find out what areas are possible issues that you can fix before it becomes a big, major issue.
Yeah. And
makes
I was like right now, because this gives you it gives you the time to write down, all right, these are going to be my projects for the summer. This is what I need to get done.
Perfect. Two question here on, you know, the length of the time that it takes to inspect a home, because I know it can be a period of time. So what is that typically? And should the buyer be present there with you?
I'll start with the second one first. I always like for the buyer to be there.
Okay.
You can explain to the person. I like to educate people. And it's just nice to get a firsthand experience of the person who's going to be living there and needs to know
Makes
the
sense.
Information.
Okay.
From the time... I mean, a small new condo is not going to take much more than an hour.
Okay.
Where I did a 6,500 square foot home that was 20 years old 2 weeks ago, and it took 4 hours.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, I think I do them in a decently timely manner. I'm active home inspections, and I'm true to the name. I'm out there getting everything done.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a preference for you in working with first-time home buyers or somebody that's experienced and has owned a lot of homes, or those investors out there that feel that maybe they know a little bit more than they might know when it comes to home inspection? What is your preference?
Well, I like it all. There's something different in everybody. For a first-time home buyer, it's fun to educate them about their home and teach them what it's going to be and make sure that they have a safe and secure place to live. Dealing with people that have purchased a home before, not necessarily from an investor standpoint, but they've been through it before. Hopefully they're less scared. That's not always the case.
Yeah.
And then from an investor standpoint, they look at a house a lot differently than they would someone who's going to live in it. It's not an emotional decision for them. So that can be a little bit more of a relaxed inspection, but it's just as intense for me. I'm still looking for everything that's wrong.
Well, but like you said at the beginning, that you're really finding out where that client's at, what space that they're in, so that you can manage that inspection process and the emotional piece around it. Because I would think actually somebody that's already owned a home, they actually may be more scared because they've had a bad experience and they should have done something that they didn't. Now they want to make sure that they're doing it correctly. What makes you stand out, Andy, as a home inspector?
I mean,
I know you're a special guy. I want my listeners to.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think it shows when I do an inspection. I love inspecting homes. I love real estate. I love homes. Mm-hmm. And this is fun for me. I like getting in the dirtiest places of your home, your attic and your crawl spaces.
That's crazy.
I know it is, but that's where the majority of things are found.
Uh-huh.
When I can't get into your attic, which is unfortunate for me, I do have a thermal image camera, which I know not all inspectors use, so that I look for large changes in temperature, possibly sources of leaks and things like that. So just another area that I can use technology to be a more efficient inspector.
Uh-huh. So right now, Andy, in this market, in this time that we're in, is there anything different that's happening with home inspections, or things that you're looking more for, or what's happening in the inspector world?
I mean, the inspector world itself is getting more and more defined of, you know, what our standards are and what we look for.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's a standards of practice that we follow. There's also above and beyond what I would want in a home, not what I would want in a home, but what I would want from a safety standpoint in a home, and would I put someone that I know and love in this home?
Yes.
So I never answer the question, would I buy this home? Because I'm not usually in a market for a home.
Yes. Well, and as I always say, I just kind of joke, if you want to know what's good about the home, call the listing agent. If you want to know what's bad about the home, that's why you have an inspector.
True. Because
that's what you're getting paid for, is to really come in and look for the things that can be an issue. And on that note, in doing that initial inspection, being able to see where that house is headed in 5 or 10 years down the road, I mean, there's a story that you're putting together with that inspection of not just the condition of it right now, but things that might be coming up in the future that could be an issue, or even certain things in that particular home that don't have an issue but may be prone to, that you've seen in the past, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or exterior-wise, I mean, you know, the roof looks really nice right now, but you know, you got trees hanging all over your roofs, your gutters are going to be full in 6 months.
Yes.
So things like that, I think that, you know, I really like the investigative part of it. So, you know, you find some issue on the floor and, okay, well, there's an issue on the floor. Well, looks like there's a big ceiling patch above it. Let's get in the attic. Let's find that stuff.
Got it.
And that's where the thermal camera comes into play also. We can look for missing insulation and stuff like that. So there's definitely
So doing
ways.
Your job, it really does not only take talent, but it does take passion and excitement about what you're doing, because it is a get in there and dirty job. And you have to really have that passion. And like you said, to be excited about really trying to figure things out, to figure where the problem is. So that's awesome. Now, in this market, we're not seeing that the sellers are agreeing to pay for much of anything. And majority of the time, the buyers, if the seller has not already gotten an inspection, the buyers are doing the pre-inspection, which you talked about. But for those homes that are not as crazy in the multiple offer and the inspection is done after the offer has been accepted and there are issues that come up and the seller does agree to fix some of those, are you hired to go back out there and make sure that work's been done properly?
Yeah, and from that standpoint, it is still a visual inspection. I'm not tearing any walls apart, nor am I a licensed contractor, but you know, I've definitely done that from time to time. You go out and take a look at stuff. I like to do it on homes that I've done the original inspection on, because then I have a form of reference.
Makes sense.
But other than that, absolutely. And people do it when they get stuff remodeled. They'll have me come look before and after and things like that.
Yeah.
It's just another source of professional advice.
So if you're listening to the show right now and you hire Andy as your inspector, or whoever that inspector is, it's really not a one-time deal, but this is your inspector that you're going to have for the life of that home and possibly, you know, moving forward with your new properties. They know the home. That's the person you bring in and kind of do that re-inspect every couple of years to make sure that you're taken care of and your home's taken care of. Because after all, this is the roof over your head and your family's head, and you want to make sure that it's safe. Wrapping up, Andy, what do you do in your free time when you're not doing all these home inspections?
Oh, man. Well, I like to travel around with my wife, whether it be abroad, locally. There's a lot of cool stuff to do around here. I enjoy real estate. I like to golf, snowboard, and just picked up some fly fishing.
Oh, that's awesome. Andy, thank you so much for coming in studio. It was a real pleasure. And this is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll be here same time, same place next Saturday, right here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW.